Good morning, everyone. You know, it's really hard these days to be a teenager or an adolescent, even for the parents. I know I wouldn't want to be a teenager, and I'm thankful that all my kids are grown and they have their own kids, but I worry about my grandkids. They're all little now, but still. But imagine, if you would, that you're walking through the school hallways, and suddenly you see two groups gathered around two different, what we will call, kings. One group surrounds a student known for being cool, popular, and let's be honest, a little bit arrogant. This king is good at getting attention, taking charge, and making decisions, but only if it serves his own best interest. The other group is around someone different, kind, not flashy, in fact, maybe a little quiet and introverted. Yet people respect him for how he treats everyone and how he's always there when someone's struggling. Now, which king would you want to follow? Well, in today's gospel, Jesus stands before Pilate in what must have been a tense, almost shocking scene. Pilate, the Roman governor, is powerful and frightening. He holds earthly power, and everyone knows it. When Pilate asks Jesus if he's the king of the Jews, he's not just curious, he's suspicious. He heard the rumors. Jesus could threaten Pilate's position, the stability of the whole region. But Jesus answers Pilate in a way that no other king would. "My kingdom does not belong to this world," he says. Think of that. Jesus, who people said could perform miracles, who could gather huge crowds, doesn't fight back or try to overpower Pilate's words. Instead, he calmly and humbly talks about a kingdom built on truth. Every day we see these two kinds of kings around us, even in everyday life and in the news. Look at social media. For example, some kings, or maybe we'll want to call them influencers, are all about appearances, perfect posts, perfect lighting, perfect filters, and an image that says, "Hey, look at me." It's all inward. But there's also the quieter influencers who aren't just chasing likes and followers. They use their voice for good, for causes that bring people together. They speak out against bullying or share real stories that help others feel less alone. It's tempting to think that only the loud, flashy kings matter, but if we think this way, we miss the true king standing right in front of us, just like Pilate did. Jesus is that quiet but powerful king who doesn't need to prove his authority by force or attention. He calls us into a kingdom of truth, love, and peace. Ask yourself, do I follow kings in my life who push me to be more selfish, more shallow, more focused on myself? Or am I drawn to people, and ultimately Jesus, who inspire me to be kinder, more honest, more loving, and truly who I am? Basically, to be the best version of me. Who is the king of my heart? Now imagine Jesus standing in front of Pilate, not in a fancy robe or a crown, but maybe in a plain shirt and jeans, something very common. Pilate might look at him and say, "This guy? A king? Who's he kidding?" It'd be like someone calling that humble, helpful kid at school king. But imagine how shocking it is when we realize, yes, that's the king that we need to follow. Now, here's the good news today. Jesus' kingdom isn't like the kingdoms we see on Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, YouTube, or TV. It doesn't depend upon likes or statuses or popularity. Jesus is one where you are valued, seen, and loved, not for what you can do, but for who you are. And it's a kingdom that's open to everyone. Jesus didn't come to bring the kingdom for the cool kids, we'll call them, or the perfect people of the world. He came to bring a kingdom for everyone, especially those who feel like they just don't fit in, like they're not enough, or they should be on the island of misfit toys. His kingdom is about healing, forgiveness, and belonging, each one of us. He invites us to be part of that kingdom here and now and draws us to the table of sacrifice, the altar, and to receive him into our hearts. So this week, let's do something bold. Let's follow Jesus as our King. When we're online, let's use our voices to uplift, not to tear down. At school or at work or at the marketplace, let's be the ones who stand up for those who are left out. And in our families, especially this week with Thanksgiving, when things can get a little trying, let's show kindness, patience, and respect, especially when it's not easy. Let's live in a way that shows others we belong to a different kind of kingdom, because when we follow Jesus, we can start to see the world as the way God sees it with his eyes, full of potential for love, truth, and real lasting peace. And let's face it, this world can use some peace right about now. As St. Teresa of Avila once said, Christ has no body now on earth but yours. He has no hands but yours. He has no feet but yours. Yours are the eyes through which Christ's compassion must look out onto the world. So let's go out and be Christ's presence, following the true King who leads us to a life of joy beyond this world. Amen.